Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Turn this crap off. Play my song. I'm owed a song. Redemption is mine. Welcome back to the show. Sorry.
What did I miss? Because you called.
Apparently, there's a text that said the song is from 1999. It's a text.
So I got called
just like
out.
Wikipedia.
Nick questioned my integrity by saying, "Are you sure Sandstorm wasn't 2000s?"
I was the one, or was it a texter?
No, it was you first, and then a couple of texters and a tweeter, Yo Adrian, said it was 2000s. So I did a quick Google search. I just typed in Sandstorm, and you can see that it says released 2001. But I use Google Play for music. And on Google Play, in there, on the artist bio for Darud, it says he started making music in 95 and released the platinum-selling hit single Sandstorm in late 1999. So you can suck it, Nick. You owe me a song.
I don't owe you nothing.
I want my song back. My KLF is going to rock you.
See, the problem is they call it
99, bruh.
I don't know.
It was released. And then it says before the sandstorm came out in September.
Yeah, it was released October 26, 1999, to be specific.
Boom.
Yeah.
So now you're verifying it.
Redemption. Yeah, he's saying I'm right. That's what he's saying. He's saying I'm right.
I mean, if we can screw Barry out of a song, I have no problem doing it.
But you just shot yourself in the foot because you should have said no.
I wasn't the one who brought it up initially.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Joel, tell
him. Was it me?
I think we should bring up Pump Up the Volume one more time. We can play that in mid-segment.
You cheater. Thank you, whoever texted and said it was October.
Yeah, way to go, song
29th,
police.
1999. Much appreciated.
And if you go like 10 texts before that text, you see someone said, that song was released in 2001.
All I know is...
Which sparked Barry the whole thing. Verifying that because... That's what I did.
I looked that's and said, man, it was 2001. Because look, if you look right here on Google, it says 2001. Mm-hmm. Right there, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look on Google Play, it says it was released in 99.
You're pointing at it like I'm reading the paragraph like Evelyn.
No, I'm pointing right to where it says released in 99. Okay. So I win is what I'm saying. I'm going to win the
day.
You don't
win. I'm giving you a little love right now.
Your list sucked, so I'm only have to worry about Joel. That's all I got to worry about for winning today.
I think Kirsten came in and she already dubbed me the winner.
You?
Yeah, I think she
did. No, I think she gave it to me because of the Rockefeller skank.
No, she just liked that song.
No, she said
she
I
didn't
won.
Like your list.
Yeah, she did.
Don't you guys remember when it was decided there is no winners anymore?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Whatever.
We all get competition trophies.
Oh, we all get...
Yeah, thanks for competing.
We all get participation
trophy
ribbons.
Trophy for you, sir.
Have you guys ever used Google Eats? Because someone asked this question on text.
God, there's Google everything.
Yeah, not Google, Uber Eats. Somebody said, Barry, since you're OCD about people handling your food, how do you feel about Uber Eats?
There's no way you should be ordering from Uber Eats.
I saw a friend of mine that said, he was like, hey, I drive for Uber, and now there's an Uber Eats app, and use my code and get this discount, and then order some food, and I'll bring it to you. I'm like, first of all, I know you're nasty ass, and I don't want you touching my food. That's disgusting, because I know how nasty you are. Like, this is a dude that I used to train with at 4 Ounce Fight Club. And one time I tapped to funk.
I have too.
He stunk so bad.
Oh, we had a guy I played basketball with that was the same way.
I had to, like, but yeah, but you can, like, you know, you don't have to.
Oh, dude, is, but when, like, you're
rolling, when you're rolling with someone.
Oh, that's true. Awful. I see that, yeah.
I even, in Muay Thai,
and they haven't washed their gi in like a week.
Oh, bro, I had to tell this dude this. I was like, man, look, I don't know if it's your wraps or your shorts. He was like, I don't wash any of them. I'm like, you don't wash your shorts?
Yeah.
So it was bad.
I fake an injury.
I definitely don't. Oh, I just tapped. I tapped a funk.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, when you tap, you got to restart. You got to roll it.
No, because I said, I'm not rolling with you no more. I'm not doing this. I'm not fighting you no more. I will fight you, but you have to shower first. He stunk so bad.
Yeah, I've had basketball guys that we've played with that do that, and like you even touch them. Like I have that wristband, and if you touch them with it, and the funk was so bad, it stuck. It was on the wrist, and then I'm like,
you don't understand though,
smelling?
Joel. There's nothing rolling with a guy chest to chest.
I get it. I'm not trying to.
And they're sweating in your face. Oh,
I'm going to call you Lynn right
it's
now.
It's so gross. Huh?
You win. I'm calling, but I'm just going to call you Lynn, who's my sister.
Why?
Because my sister's notorious for making, for like one-upping me on stories.
Well, I totally agree. How am I one-upping you? I'm just telling a story.
Okay, I'm just saying it to make the other point. But what was the initial, question was Uber. Who?
Uber Eats.
Do you use Uber Eats?
I would never use it. No. I would never, ever use it.
I haven't used Uber Eats, but I've used the other one. Was it DoorDash?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Which is the same idea.
But what, you don't use Uber Eats because you got Uberito, and who doesn't use Uberito?
Yeah, well, I mean, DoorDash, I think DoorDash came out first, or at least I learned about DoorDash before Uber Eats. So that's why I started using that.
Did I tell you a story about my idea for this, that I came up with it about 12 years ago?
What?
Like DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Oh, like takeout taxi and all that other good stuff?
Yeah. So like 12 years ago, I was talking to my wife. It was when cell phones were, you know, starting to do their thing and GPS and all that. And I said, you know, because I would be so lazy to go get fast food. And I told my wife, I was like, you know what a good business model will be, because people don't like to cook. They want to go home and they don't want to go back out and go eat and all that. I was like, a great idea for a business would just be to, you know, in your area, deliver food. Like someone could call you and say, I want something from Jack in the Box. You go get it. She was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. That's what she told me. So it was because of that and this. And then I had the idea where I said, wouldn't it be cool if you had a breathalyzer on your phone where you could see, you plug it in you blow
that
one.
That is an app. Yeah.
That's yeah.
An app.
And she told me that was a dumb idea. Who would buy a breathalyzer for their phone? Both of those. Now, I would be a millionaire if I didn't listen to my wife.
Well,
so mad. So now I keep an idea book and I don't do anything with them because I have no follow through. But at least I can say, look, how many times my wife was wrong.
You don't keep the pocket recorder?
I should. No, I do that too. But that's mostly for comedy. Like when I write a joke, I usually write while I'm driving or running or in the shower. And so I'll just record on my phone as I'm telling the joke.
I just think of Michael Keaton in Night Shift when he uses a recorder. Henry
Never
Winkler,
seen Night Shift.
Oh, it's an older movie. Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton, and he's Bill the Idea Guy, and he carries a little recorder and always, and he's like, here's an idea. Monday, have the tuna, eat the mayonnaise. Before you kill the tuna, call Starkist. Yeah, he does all kinds of things throughout the movie like that.
Nice.
By the way, just in, or maybe not so much, but the Astros just releasing information. They have signed Cuban right-handed pitcher Ilian Rodriguez to a minor league contract. It was announced by Jeff Lunau. He's 20 years old, 6'4", pitched briefly in Cuba's Serie Nacional 18 and under league. And from seeing him pitch in multiple game situations, the Astros said what stands out the most. Overall combination of power stuff and pitching command, physical, athletic, 92 to 97 mile an hour fastball, and two power breaking balls.
Did it say how much they signed him for? Because they're already over there. There's some sort of like cap on bonus money that you can get
for
to foreign players.
International players, right?
Yeah, and they're at a max, so they would have to pay 100% penalty if they signed him. So now whatever they signed him for, they've got to pay another. You basically double it.
Well,
because after Gurriel,
be worth it.
After Gurriel and a few others, they went over the cap for their so they've limited out on
now
the international player.
Now you get to keep
Martes
and Fish, Martes and Fisher, because now you don't need any starting pitching, because now you've got it. Elian Rodriguez.
Someone texted the show and said someone isn't one upping you if they're telling their story first. I don't know who that was for, you or me. I think it was for me.
Oh, it's a no. I don't think she knows it, and hopefully she's listening today. But if she doesn't know it in my family, the biggest thing is no matter what good or bad happened to you, instead of going, God, I really feel bad for you, or God, that's awesome, it's like, oh, but yeah, but I got this and I did that. You win. All right, let's go. So Astros off today.
Yeah. So we didn't really talk about the game yet.
No, that's what I'm saying. So closed out the series with a win, but lost the series to the Rangers.
But
so
like I said yesterday, it's a big win in the sense that you only lose the one
ground.
Game.
Right.
I mean, you lose one of the three games because you split the last two. So yeah, so they gain a game on you over the series. So that's good. You stop some of the you know, the reeling and the scuffling that
was
going on.
Great offensive breakout.
Yeah, and I talked about that yesterday too, how a lot of this you can – yeah, sure, it's the pitching. And boy, did they get some decent pitching yesterday. Mm-hmm. But the bats had kind of gone quiet. I mean, Jose Altuve didn't have a hit in the first two games against the Rangers. And
his first two hits last night, if you saw them, they were just like dink and dunks. But in the box score, they looked great. And it really, you could tell, gave him some confidence the rest of the evening.
Yeah, it did. Your thoughts on Martes?
You know, again, he was starting in the minors. So I expect, I kind of was hopeful that he was going to give you six or seven and again continue to try and give some rest of the bullpen. He only could get through five. Thankfully, he got through five. You could tell his stuff was starting to dwindle. But look, the flashes that you saw of him are, you can figure out why people are so high on him.
I really liked his breaking ball. I mean, yeah. he had at times he struggled to locate it a little bit, but when it was on, it was nasty. Did you see where he got the strikeout and plunked the dude in the back of the leg at the same time with the breaking ball?
Right.
Yep. That's a nasty breaking ball when that kind of thing happens. But he, you know,
he got Beltre too, who's a damn good hitter on that breaking pitch.
I didn't like the fact that in the fifth inning with the bases loaded and one out, he started shaking off Brian McCann, and I'm like, rookie, what are you doing, dude? Don't that let that dude handle you. Don't shake him off. So I didn't like that. Him pitching out of that jam I thought was great. And I really liked the fact that A.J. Hinch let him do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It was good because he's learning. He's learning how to pitch. You got yourself in it, you get yourself out of it.
He did it the night before with Peacock. It didn't work out so well because he walked the guy. But at least Martez got through five, and he was put into a kind of a pressure cooker.
Well, he put himself in the pressure cooker.
But was able to work his way out.
Got a big strikeout on a breaking ball.
Here's the other thing to remember.
With the bases loaded.
He was struggling in AAA. His ERA was kind of high. So the fact that he comes in and gives you that kind of performance means you can settle down a little bit now. He looked good last night.
Well, he was wild. I mean, that was a big thing, his locations
walks
for him.
Bad,
yeah, and he only had two in five innings. So not great, but not bad. I'll take that. He had the seven strikeouts, so that's good. And then Derek Fisher doing his thing as well. You know, like I said earlier, the walks was the big thing for me. Him getting those walks is a great sign early on. All right, guys, real quick, I want to tell you about if you need to sell your home and you need to do it fast, I want you to give my folks over at Gulf State Home Buyers a call because they're going to buy the house from you. They're going to make you a cash offer. You just got to give them a call. Let's say you're trying to sell your home and you need to do it fast, but you can't because you either owe back taxes or you haven't paid your HOA dues yet or you owe more HOA dues from previous years. Maybe you're going through a divorce or a bankruptcy or foreclosure or even unemployment. It doesn't matter. What I want you to do is call Gulf State Homebuyers at 281-717-6100 and let them help you. Like I said, they make you a cash offer. They also do all the paperwork for you from the beginning of the process all the way through the closing. It couldn't be easier. All you do is sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals handle it for you. They have attorneys, they have title companies, an entire in-house staff that's going to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. Get an understanding of what's going on with your situation, whether you have title issues or you just need the money, you just need the cash and you need it quickly. Let them help you. That's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one final reminder for all you fun in the sun kind of people. This weekend, it is Sunfest, presented by Pacifico. Down in Galveston, and it's going to be brought to you in part with your friends here at ESPN 97.5. Grab your sunscreen, your beach towel, chairs, head out to East Beach, play a little beach volleyball, look for hidden treasure in a beach dig, and hang out with your favorite sports radio hosts like my co-host, Barry. Log on to ESPN975.com for all the details. Find out how you can play to win a four-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the USA.
But dig for treasure. I wonder if I can go on the treasure hunt.
You're going to do a beach dig?
I don't know.
You might find a Blockbuster card in the sand.
You know, my grandmother used to have a metal detector and used to threaten to take me metal detecting. Well, she never did, first of all. She always lied and said she was going to take me on a trip and take me metal detecting. I just hope I don't be that old guy that
those
gets a metal detector.
Noises.
Yeah.
Kind of like my computer's doing right now.
And I just don't want to be the old guy on the beach with a metal detector. Like, that would be... I already do old guy things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to get to that level, though. That would be the worst, I think.
People that take that stuff seriously,
too. Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised there's not, like, competitive metal detecting or something like that. You know, I mean, if they're going to have a fishing tournament, they might as well have a metal detector tournament, I feel like.
It's like,
it seems like kind of the same thing.
It seems like it would just define, jeery. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Like,
yeah.
You got to go through years of metal detecting before you may come up with some kind of.
They should just call it like dry fishing for old people, and then but it's still like CCA, the CCCA tournament or whatever. It should just be on a beach somewhere, and some old guy would be like, "Look, I found a ring," and then he would be the champion, and good for him. It's worth like a dollar. But yeah, she used to threaten to take me. Never wanted to do that.
I don't blame you.
It doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
But a beach dig sounds a little bit different. That's like...
There's a lot of idiots that get drunk and stuff falls out of their pockets, too.
Yeah, but like I think in this case, I think they have stuff that they're spreading out that you got to go find.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not just like where you're just randomly trying to find things. I think there's prizes involved. That's going to be more fun.
Guess who's going to do it with you?
Nope.
He said he's stopping in, and there's a really good chance he's going to hang out with Barry at Sunfest.
The way he talked to me, he's grounded. That's not nice.
Very much not nice.
I need to stop that.
You're on your own there. I'm not touching that one. You're on your own.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. There are people texting about boxing, and we like that was like like an hour ago that we talked about that, like 1:30.
Are you talking about when I schooled you in our debate between Conor McGregor and Floyd? You talking about that?
Chow.
Yeah, that was like an hour ago. Maybe an hour and a half ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you guys?
I'm not reading the text, by the way.
Nick, do you have the audio from Draymond?
I do.
So the Warriors victory parade was today. And if you recall when the Cavs won it a year ago, LeBron had an Ultimate Warrior t-shirt that he caught a lot of heat for, and was he sending a message and everything else. So Draymond Green today decided to wear one that had the NBA trophy on it and the word quickie. So when asked about it, Draymond was able to answer with this.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Draymond.
What's up, Roz? How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm amazing.
I bet. I want you to break down the t-shirt.
Well, the Q, you know, that's what those guys are in this car. We got him out here quick with the trophy, quickie.
Who is responsible for the t-shirt?
I mean, I was responsible for the idea. Nick was responsible for the production. So, you know, we actually got a made in Cleveland. How about that?
Nick,
he hit him with a how about that.
He hit him with a how about that. But Nick already trying to take part in the think of the ideas for t-shirts campaign here.
Yep. I'm a producer, so I was responsible for the production.
You produced the shirts,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
So look for a 97.5 t-shirt that just says quickie.
Isn't that what you used to call him, Quick Nick?
Quick Nick. I always called him Quick Nick.
There you go. They made the shirt for you, Quickie Nicky.
Quickie Nicky.
Yeah.
If I can make a coin off Quickie Nicky.
Did you see LeBron apparently?
Yeah, I was going to say, so LeBron
Instagrammed it or something like that and said, is that what she said? And then the cry face, laughy face, whatever thing.
But even better.
That's so petty.
But even better was Draymond had time to come back at him after that. With a picture of him with the bad hairline, and it said,
no.
Them dubs finally made him go bald. Congrats, bro.
Draymond did that?
Oh, yes, he did.
Woo! I feel like LeBron would rather you talk about his children than talk about his hairline. Like, he's like, you know, you can talk about my kids. Don't talk about
but
my
that's
bald
why I
spot.
I thought it was so funny in the finals when they asked about everything that he did, like Mike.
No.
And he was calling out Mike for going bald. It's like, bro, you looked in a mirror lately, and if we do the comparison shopping, if you didn't have that surgery, you'd probably already be there.
He'd be like, look, you can talk about my wife, you can talk about my children, don't talk about my hairline.
Or the fact that my headband's the side of a beach towel.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait. This is going to escalate now.
And the picture that he got of LeBron.
It's going to get, now I kind of do want them to both get to the finals. I just want to see them fight now.
Again, you mean?
Yeah, I just want to see them fight.
And here's the thing. Even when they got into it last year, they were like, well, we're business partners in the offseason. I don't know how long that's going to last.
Laura, our accountant?
Laura Beavers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't going to give her full name.
She's a great lady.
But
give her shout-outs. Way to go,
Laura.
We've
done her before.
Yeah. Okay. Laura just texted the show with an email that said, does anyone check or use this email address? I should respond back and say no, and then I'll never have to read another text again. This might be my chance, guys. This might be our chance to get rid of the text line once and for all. What do you think?
I mean, Nick, you're supposed to be reading them now, so.
I do. Every now and then I'll read it.
Somebody texted, are y'all talking about CP3 visiting the Rockets? Yes, we already did that. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening again. So we've covered, the things that are coming up on the text line now are things we covered an hour and a half ago.
Right.
Sounds like that one listener from Houston Game Day. Who was that delayed? He's like tweeting about hour one and hour three.
Ike will hit you up 2 days later because he listens to the podcast, but he'll just mention something you've talked about 2 days ago. Somebody said, how can I listen to y'all and Trey's conversation yesterday? You can hit that up on Podcast Arena.
That's correct.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's right.
So there you have it. What else you got for me?
I have a lot of stuff. Did you see? Well, first of all, you had hit me to this fact, and I didn't even know this, but Chappelle announced a 10-show residency at Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah.
He's going to mix in music acts, and I don't know if I'm like totally on board with that. I'd rather just have some, just, you know, the 10 shows be comedy.
Right.
But hey.
But no doubt he'll sell them out.
More Chappelle. Oh, no doubt. More Chappelle is good. Did you see this story out of, I think this was out of India? This man got bit by a snake, and it was a poisonous snake. And so he woke up, and he was like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. And his dying wish was he wanted his wife to die with him, so he bit her on the wrist so that she would die too. But she didn't die, and he did. But what kind of selfish-ass person would get bit by a snake, and your first thought is, I'm going to kill my wife too. If I'm dying, she's dying. Like, yeah, that's really selfish.
That's a bit selfish.
I think I'd be more worried about, let's get the snake and head to the doctor's office. Although, they may not have, like, you know, anti-venom where he lives.
Or would you be worried about getting your wife and say, let's get the snake one more time? If you're going to go, you might as well go happy.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that. Okay. No! You've got venom running through you. Your arms all swole up.
You're going to go. Well,
trust me, Joel.
Other things might be swollen up, too. If you're going to go out happy.
If you got bit by a snake, I promise you the last thing you're thinking about is sexing. You're not thinking about that. Obviously, he wasn't. He just thought about also killing his wife.
Yeah, that's
very selfish. But, yeah, I don't think I'd be thinking about sexing. I'd just, you know, say I love you and hug the kids. And I'd probably try to kill the snake, too. Why wouldn't you want to kill the snake first?
I think you want to save your life first, but at the same time, yeah, you do want to get revenge on that thing.
But I think about that because somebody in my neighborhood got bit by a snake, and then they went to the emergency room, and they said that they think it was, you know, we think it was a cottonmouth. They get to the emergency room. The emergency room's like, oh, we don't have any venom. You have to go down to Herman. They were in the woodlands. Sent them down to sent them to Ben Taub, excuse me. And I'm like, oh, that's precious seconds. So, yeah, that's scary. I don't mess with snakes, man.
Snakes and bees.
That's right.
There you go. All right, so we got a half hour to go in the show, and we'd love to hear from you. 713-780-ESPN on the HRNP listener line, where you can call and text or hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The butterfly, that's all. Let me see the tubes and roll.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects till we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. And we had this for you yesterday and then got so busy on a whole bunch of things, including Trey, that we did not get to it. And, of course, everybody pounced on it today. But we've been quick to kill LeVar Ball on a lot of different topics and all very well deserved. But if you missed it, Foot Locker has come out with this pre-draft commercial using a lot of the guys that are going to be lottery picks in the upcoming NBA draft. And it really humanizes and shows personality in the Ball family for the first time. And Lonzo takes some pretty solid shots at his old man.
Of course, there's that big day when your dad berates your high school coach in front of an entire crowd for not getting you enough touches.
Waking up early to drive to all those faraway tournaments.
Or that special moment when your dad sits you down and tells you where you're going to college. Copyright your name to make it a part of a family lifestyle brand. Went on First Take
and shouted back and forth with Stephen A. Smith about how you're already better than the reigning league MVP. All those interviews from the stands during college games, the public spats with the all-time greats, soundbite after soundbite to the national media, and then tells 29 out of 30 teams to not bother drafting you.
I mean, for the first time, for the first time, I actually can say that I enjoyed it and I really liked it. I like something from the Ball family.
Yeah, I thought that was a good point. That's a really
valid
point.
See, my deal is it doesn't make me like LeVar anymore.
True.
No, but it's a smart move, and I guarantee you he knew this was coming because I bet you his publicist, Lonzo's
probably warned him,
like, hey, look, we need to do this. We need to start to repair this kid's image because you're damaging it. You keep doing what you're doing. We're not going to tell you not to, but here's what we could do to repair this kid's image.
Yeah, draw the line in the sand of separation to try and isolate the kid. Because like you said, yeah, it was. And great marketing by the Foot Locker people. They've come up with some great commercials. The James Harden singing back in the day a year or so ago and doing all the funny stuff there. They've had the Harden and Anthony Davis spots were funny. This one's really, really good. And you're absolutely right. To draw the line in the sand and create the separation, because this kid's going to need it. Because if it kept going the way it was going, whether it was his fault or not, he was going to get abused in a lot of different ways once he started getting into the NBA.
Well, I mean, he's probably still going to, but yeah.
And here's the other thing.
It's a good makeup call.
Because the other thing that I'm thinking about, and the AAU video of the youngest one keeps coming out and circling around, UCLA's already offered that kid a scholarship. I hope to God that was just one really bad game. But otherwise, all the hype of him with all three of them being, you know, top quality lottery pick-like players, that's not a good look either.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for all the bad looks they've taken, this one's been pretty. This one was pretty good.
Yeah, I dug it. That's pretty funny, actually. Somebody said, talking about the previous story about the guy that got bit by the snake.
Yeah.
Mac Daddy said in India, Hindus are not allowed to kill snakes against their religion. So maybe that's why he didn't. Well, I'm not Hindu. That snake would have bit me. I've been drug its dead body to the hospital. I wouldn't try to kill my wife, though. So wait, you can't kill a snake, but you could try to kill your wife?
Boy, Nick, there's something in there that I could mention.
That doesn't make any
here
sense.
Here locally that I'm not going to.
Huh?
There's an inside joke to what you just said.
Oh, well, those really go well when no one else is in on it.
Let me just say, but I was going to finish, please. But I was going to say, but there sure is a lot of snakes out where I live.
Okay. So I said, is there a delay on the text today? That was from All Texting, No Tweeting. No.
Well, Barry just doesn't like you enough to read them.
No, yeah, and that was another text because, you know, I was joking, guys, about deleting the text line, by the way. I wouldn't do that to you. I know that in this day and age, more people prefer to text and tweet than call the show. I get it. But somebody said, why text the show when no one hardly ever reads them? Excuse me. I sit here all day trying to get y'all's text on.
Two guys on this show of the three fight over who reads the text and how to read them. So that means both of them are reading them.
Yeah, Barry does kind of run the text. I just don't like it when he deletes
it. I know. Which is... it's whatever. I don't care what he thinks. But no, I think we read a lot of we read. Oh, I think we read more than the Blitz does for
absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, for sure. Which, and we take more calls.
And you know what? When I come in the morning after John and Raheel with Dale and John and Sean, not one text is read because they show up either if they're unread, they show up bolded, and then once you read it, it unbolds it like in an inbox.
Mm-hmm.
All of theirs are bolded. They don't read any of the text.
I think someone caught Granato in the hallway and said, "Do you prefer calls over text messages?" And he said, "Who doesn't?" And just kept going.
Yeah, see, so we're I feel like we're pretty texter friendly. I even read your stupid text and your bad text, your text when you talk crap about me or Joel or Nick. I read those.
You may get blocked on those too, by the way.
Yeah, you know, if you're excessive or you go over the line or you're racist or whatever, I'll block those. Hey. And then where was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I remember when I made fun of the guy for asking about CP3.
Yep.
He's like, "I was working and just got in the truck, you a-holes." So there you go. That's why.
Well, at least we responded
Look,
to him.
Look, I don't care that you have a job. I don't – you need to get your priorities straight.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
All right? I need you to quit your job and go sit in the truck and listen to this show the whole time. Let's get our priorities straight, guys.
Yeah.
Usual suspects, job.
There's got to be a few things in between there.
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I don't care what comes after Usual Suspects, but that's got to be number one, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, forget the family, forget the kids. Don't worry about
don't
eating.
Don't forget about them. Just prioritize
them. No, I'm saying forget them. Trust me.
Of course
me.
You are. You want to do a little crisscross?
No. You want me to rap?
Could you at least do the...
You want me to jump?
Can you do the...
You want me to leave?
Wiggity-wiggity-whack. Can you do that?
I know you wanted to.
I wanted to.
So, is this your list, Nick, or is this his?
It's mine.
Yeah. It's your list?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it does feel very Joel Blankish. Like, this is a song this is that...
I was going to say...
I like that song.
If this
I
was
like
his too, list, though, this not... would be the only reason he would add it so that he could have done what he just did.
No.
He did look like he really wanted to say
back
that.
In another...
He did hesitate, like, no.
No, because I've told you guys this before. Even, like, doing, like, Heavy D does something similar.
Yeah.
And also the Fat Boys. I used to be able to do all of that. Then I got into radio, and my voice... Somehow, how you use your voice so much changes it. Now I'm, like, screwed on most of it. But it was fun back in the day.
One more before we go, because this is just not true. Absolutely false. You barely read text. The Blitz reads way more than you. I don't think so, sir. Or ma'am. I think you're absolutely wrong. But well, it's whatevs.
We can always ask.
It's not a contest.
During the break, we'll ask intern Jay. We'll figure it out. All right, so we've got one segment left before we head on over to the Blitz. Fred and AJ are warming up. They'll be on next. But we'll wrap things up with a couple interesting stories. Like a Father's Day in the minor leagues.
Oh.
That may want to stay there.
This is great.
And go away.
This is a great story.
All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. This cross ain't coming off wet. And for all your suckers that don't know, check it out. Boom, boom, boom. Now let me hear say well. I say boom boom boom, now we're about to say well. I say boom boom boom, now let me hear say well. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, so we turn it over to the Blitz. We got this segment left to go. We said before the break that we had a strange... I discovered a strange Father's Day celebration this weekend, Barry. You know how the minor leagues like to push the envelope a little bit?
Yeah.
This one may have gone a little far.
I like it.
The Jackson... That's not shocking. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Which... By the way, in the history of great names, yeah. This is Hall of Fame worthy. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Super intimidating.
That is so good.
That's like if you were playing the Blue Crabs and the Patriots at the same time.
Just the fact that they would be like, you know what? We don't care. We're going to call ourselves the Jumbo Shrimp.
And
that's good for them.
And the story's on Barstool, and they said the last time the Jumbo Shrimp got this much attention, they changed their name to the Jumbo Shrimp.
It's great. I love it.
So they're a minor league.
Do you
baseball
have a Jumbo
team.
Shrimp hat? I know you're big into the minor league baseball hats.
I haven't
have you
seen
copped,
it yet.
Have I'm you copped have to, a JJS hat
I'm
yet?
I'm gonna have to Google that to see what the cap looks like.
Okay.
I'm still in search of the old Quad City River Bandits hat, though, because
it's not awesome. The Jumbo Shrimp, though.
But it's not. So
let's stay focused.
Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Minor league baseball team having their usual Thursday thirsty promotion. 12 ounces of beer for $1, 24 for $2. This Thursday, that would be tonight, a second promotion. You might be the Father's Day. Yes, that's right. You might be the Father's Day. In honor of Sunday being Father's Day, the Jumbo Shrimp will distribute free pregnancy tests at tonight's game. So you'll know if you need to return for Sunday's Father's Day game, the team's website explains. It'll be an evening filled with suspense, intrigue, and manila envelopes. Wow!
Like it. I like it. They're going all Maury.
Is there anything that's not off limits in the minor leagues?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe racism and sexism and homophobia night. Those are three bad nights you'll never see. But everything else might be fair game.
Just like I know they did OJ bobbleheads while the OJ trial was going on. Oh. Like some minor league teams. And they just, that's what I'm saying. There is nothing that's off limits.
Wow.
So the Jumbo Shrimp tonight are having... You might be the Father's Day.
I like that, though. That's
wow.
It's pretty clever.
You're going to call that creative marketing?
Hey, sweetie, you want to go catch a ball game? Sure. Who's playing? Doesn't matter.
No.
It does. Listen, can we stop and Pete? No. Just wait till we get there. You're going to need to...
Sir, would you like to give? Wait, no, just give two to my girl.
Yeah, just wait till... Wait, can you pee when we get there, please? It'll be easier. What does that mean? You'll see.
It'll all work out in the end.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I dig that. All right, are we going to do this call?
Yeah,
because the texters are crying now, and it's getting bad.
Crying about what? The fact they're not getting read enough?
So, well, first of all, Bill said play some Informer by Snow, which I think we've played on this show before.
But that was on our list.
Was it?
Well, it was. I mean, I saw it on one of the lists. Not like one of ours. I saw it on one of the 90s lists.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then there's the Matt and Katie. I can't tell if he's whining about us or the Blitz, but he said text read equals 10. Tweets read equals 0. I'd say they read quite a few texts. No one's counting the fact I sent in 3,000 texts to get 10 read. Again, we try to read as many as we can, but not all of these are worth reading. They've got to be good. Like, just because some guy texted me the same paragraph of words 15 times a day, the same thing. If I didn't read the first one, I'm not reading the other 14.
But if you need to be rewarded and gratified by submitting, here's an idea. Go to our Facebook page and submit a story about your worst Father's Day experience that got you in trouble.
Like you
could
think.
Win a $100 gift card, and then you could feel both gratified and rewarded, and it would be a wonderful day.
People are tweeting to you the jumbo shrimp hat, by the way.
Oh, good.
It's looking good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's looking good.
My birthday's coming up, gang.
Oh! Nailed it. I know what Nick is getting you.
Let me see.
Nick's like, wait a minute, what? You want to go halvesies on a jumbo shrimp hat, Nick?
But when's your birthday?
Even though you bastards didn't get me anything.
Nick, did you see it? Would you wear it?
No, I would not.
It's a bit busy. Yeah. There's a bit much going on there. It's very disappointing for what it could have been. All right, let's get to Bill. Bill called in because his nephew happens to be the Astros' number one pick of a few evenings ago. Bill, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
How does that first-round pick look?
Pretty
good.
You
tell us. I mean, it sounds like the...
Six feet, 205 pounds. Does he remind you a little bit of Nolan Ryan?
Okay, now, Bill, I'm going to need you to slow down a little.
Pad the brakes, Bill. Pad the brakes.
I know you're excited, Bill, but let's not start throwing around the NR word.
Hey, I need the help of your listeners. JB has won all kinds of awards, ACC Pitcher of the Year, first team... on ACC and a couple of All-American awards, but he's one of the four finalists for the Golden Spikes Award, which is basically the College Player of the Year. And there's four finalists. At the beginning of the year, it started out 100 players. They narrowed it down to 25, and now he's in the final four. Part of it is fan voting. That's not the entire thing, but part of it is fan voting. So I'm hoping all your listeners will go to Golden SpikesAward.com and vote for JB Bukauskas.
All right. Well, you've gotten the message out there. Now, Bill, I have to ask you, is this the only show you've called and done this for? Don't lie to me,
so
Bill.
Far,
don't you lie to me.
I knew you were number one, so I called you. I was hoping you'd talk to me.
Smart man, Bill.
That's a good answer, Bill.
You're always welcome to call here and plug stuff for your nephew.
Sports fans in Houston and the Gulf Coast listening to you. I don't need to call anybody else, right?
Boom. That's right, Bill. You tell
them. You drop the mic and you go home. Our listeners are going to make sure they go to goldenspikes.com and they're going to take care of it.
Golden Spikes Awards.
GoldenSpikesAward.com.
Get it right, Joe.
GoldenSpikesAward.com. They're on it.
Appreciate your call. Best of luck to you and your nephew. We hope that he lives up to the hype of you saying he pitches like Nolan Ryan.
He ain't wearing 34, but he hopefully can throw like him.
Now we got a caller on the text line.
What? Oh, man. Barry, that's up to you.
Oh, it's Matt and Katie. Yeah, we got to hurry. We're not going to run into the Blitz. Let's do Matt and Katie real quick. Matt and Katie, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt, I just want you to know they put Matt.
I'm a frequent texter, but.
I know you are. They put Matt and Katie like it was you and your wife or somebody named Katie, just so you're aware.
No, I wasn't whining with that text. I was taking a shot at the guys that were whining about not getting their text.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Quite a few of mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I do a pretty good job of getting the good stuff on the air. Every once in a while, I let a clunker through, but all right, we'll go,
yeah,
Matt.
Well,
I'm glad you weren't complaining.
Sometimes mine's a clunker. I realize mine's a clunker after I hit send. I go, crank. but then you don't read it. So
we all do those. We all have those in our lives. I send those to my wife all the time.
Now, Matt, get over to our Facebook page and give some kind of a clunker Father's Day story and get yourself a $100 gift card.
Yeah, go do that. Seriously, Matt.
You take directions well. You can win this thing, and then tell us if you do.
Okay, I'll make something up.
Go do it. There you go. Smart man.
There you go. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. All right. Carl, we ran out of time. Sorry we can't get to you, but we appreciate you calling.
Oh, cold-blooded.
Well, we're running out. Okay, Carl, how quick can you go? Okay, let's take Carl real quick. Go ahead.
Super quick, Carl.
Hey, I was just wanting to mention, I heard somebody talking about minor league teams and the Blue Crab. They beat the Sugar Land Skeeters out there Saturday in Sugar Land, of course. And, man, have you seen the ballpark?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's real nice. Yeah. You go catch quite a few games out there?
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, do you catch quite a few games out there?
Not too many. Cub Scouts were having a day at the park. We spent the night out there.
Sleepover, yeah. Sleepover.
Yeah, yeah.
Good deal, awesome, man. You keep going out there.
I'm sorry?
You keep going, and we keep talking about the Skeeters, too, because we love them. Thanks, Carl, for the call. Okay,
for sure.
Fred and AJ and the Blitz are next. For Nick, for Barry, it's Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The Usual Suspect, ESPN 97.5.